Indian Mineral Resources Minister Bahlil Lahadalia has said that the Indonesian government is currently assessing the possibility of increasing oil and liquefied petroleum gas or LPG import from the United States. He told the press in Jakarta Wednesday that his side is currently studying it to make them commodities that Indonesia buys from the United States. President Prabowo Subianto issued Presidential Instruction No. 9 of 2025 on accelerating the establishment of red and white village cooperatives. According to a copy of the file received on Wednesday, this instruction is a national strategy to expedite the formation of 80,000 red and white cooperatives across Indonesia. This policy aims to strengthen food self-sufficiency, promote economic equality, and develop independent villages toward realizing the Golden Indonesia 2045 vision. That's the news.
Had breakfast this morning?
Yeah, I ate.
Wow, long tongue.
A little of good, man. How about you? Have you eaten
something? Yeah, already actually, at 5 o'clock a.m. But Mika, it seems that talking about food, it makes us hungry actually.
Of course, food always makes us hungry.
Hungry or angry actually?
Hungry.
Okay, so because we are hungry, so we eat, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, but talking about food, Yumika, actually, can you cook maybe?
Cooking, yeah, I can do simple cooking.
Really?
I can cook fried rice.
Wow, fried rice? You can cook it?
Water.
Really? You cook water?
That's just a joke, but yeah, noodles.
Noodles.
Only simple food, I can do it.
So you make it by yourself?
Yeah, how about you, Faisal?
Yes, I can only, maybe the same as you, I can only cook like such fried noodles, maybe a little fried rice, yes?
Oh, yeah.
Simple for me as a man.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes, but maybe Yumika, can you cook maybe another maybe culinary, maybe culinary, another food maybe besides fried rice maybe?
Not really.
But really?
I can only do basic.
Oh, basic food maybe, yes.
But I would love to try cooking new things.
Oh, but do you think that as a woman, is it important for a woman to cook?
What I want to highlight is not about the woman, it's not about the gender.
Right? Oh, so what's that?
Cooking is important for everyone.
Oh,
basic skills.
Yes.
You have to be able to cook and have to survive.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
So not only women,
yeah?
Only
women,
and men also.
And women have to be able to.
Oh, great. Fantastic.
Yeah.
But Yumika, talking about cooking, maybe.
Yeah.
Actually, such a cooking or culinary, maybe like food, actually, what kind of information that we have to give our listener?
Yeah, Indonesia has a lot of culinary.
Yes.
Food,
totally, totally.
But today, I want to talk about one of its food, which is called ayam tangkap.
Ayam tangkap. Even,
yeah.
Even catching chicken?
Yeah.
How come? What is it from?
Ayam tangkap is a traditional Aceh meat fried chicken. It's from Aceh that has become synonymous with the province's rich culinary identity.
Right.
The name ayam tangkap or captured chicken.
it's funny,
but it derives from the playful tradition of capturing or searching through the leafy garnish to find the pieces of the chicken.
Great. So, what makes ayam tangkap special?
There are several reasons. First, it's unique. It has unique flavors. It's full, tiny, and has aromatic flavors. But also, they use aromatic herbs, and it's a cultural heritage from Aceh.
Great.
Of course, it's special. I think, would you like to try this recipe?
Ayam tangkap.
Ayam tangkap. Would you like to cook it?
So, what else? You need a cultural heritage also?
Yeah, it is a cultural heritage. This dish reflects the use of local ingredients, traditional cooking methods that have been passed down through generations.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, it seems that some of Aceh's people, they can cook this culinary maybe, yes?
Yeah, of course. Aceh people are familiar with ayam tangkap.
So, even capturing chicken?
Yeah.
So, what else, you need? Actually, when and how, is ayam tangkap served, actually?
Yeah, ayam tangkap is often reserved for special gatherings, myself.
Special gatherings?
And celebrations in Aceh.
Okay.
With pieces of chicken around on a large potato tray, accompanied with white rice, sambal, and other dishes. This communal way of serving and eating underscores the importance of togetherness.
Wow.
In Aceh.
So you mean when Acehese people they gather in one place, they also celebrate it by serving this culinary?
Wow. Eating ayam tangkap. Yeah, it's very interesting.
So Yumika, after knowing about ayam tangkap, maybe do you have any planning, maybe, or do you have any such, yeah, maybe such eagerness, maybe such willingness, maybe to cook ayam tangkap?
Yes, I am actually interested. It has a funny name. Yeah, I think it would be fun to cook it and give it to people, and when they ask what is this, I would say ayam tangkap.
Oh, cool.
I'm even confused.
Really?
Yeah.
So actually, Yumika, Indonesia has a lot of culinary, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Each province from each tribe, yes?
Yeah.
Each province has each tribe. It has also different culinary.
Yeah, that's true. Indonesia is very rich.
And really unique.
Yeah. You have my name,
Yumika. That's why you're not unique and unique.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you like the information right now?
I like it, Yumika. Really, I like it. Maybe one day I would like to try, but it seems maybe for me it's difficult because I can only cook like this, like, you know, cook like, you know, plain water and put it in. Or it's like, cook such fried noodles.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Yumika, after giving information about this to our listeners, so what song that we have to, what's that, give our listeners, Yumika? The song from?
From Niji.
What's the title?
The title is You and Me.
Wow.
Kau dan Aku.
Great. Kau dan Aku, You and Me from Niji. Enjoy the song.
Kau dan aku, jalannya telah berbeda. Harus kaki pun berharap, langit dan bumi jawaban. Vai,
news that I, the listener, hope that you are still, what, enjoyable in listening to our program with me, myself, and also
unique,
very unique listener, right? So, Unika, maybe you still have some other information that we have to share to our listener?
Yeah, I want to motivate our listeners.
By what?
By giving wise words again.
Really? Still wise words again?
Yeah, it's important to give wise words in order to motivate the viewer and listener.
So, it seems that you have lots of wise words, Unika.
Yeah, I have a lot of wise words.
Do you compile it?
Yeah, I have the compilation.
Yes, really. So, wise words is important, right, for us, yeah, to give such motivation and spirit.
Yeah, it's what drives you to work and also motivate you to achieve your passion.
Wow, cool.
Could be very strong to motivate people.
But have you ever maybe written such wise words for me on your diary?
Oh, I actually have my own words. It's maybe not my own, but that's what I write on my thesis.
Oh,
final project.
Oh, great.
My wise words is fake it till you make it. So, I believe that in order to achieve something, you have to act.
Oh,
you're already good at it.
Great.
Yeah.
So, action must be the first one.
Yeah,
oh, cool. So, not talking about wise words, Unika. What's that we have to share to our listener?
I have a quote or wise words from Muhammad Hatta. Muhammad Hatta is the first vice president of Indonesia, and he said that we must never stop speaking the truth. He is known as a leader with strong determination, compassion, ensuring, modest, honest, as well as a wisdom in diplomacy.
Right. So, we must never stop speaking the truth, Unika.
Yeah,
it is. We mustn't lie.
Yes. Very basic and core implementation of human.
That's why. So everything happens, we must say the truth. Something to right?
I agree.
So whenever we are, wherever we are, when we stay here, we stay there, we go there, we get here, we must say the truth, right? We mustn't lie, Unika.
Yeah.
So what make, it is also important, to give such motivation, yeah?
Yeah.
So that when we say the truth, other people, when they hear this, they will also feel like, oh, the man or the girl or the man or the woman say the truth also.
Yeah, so they are also motivated to tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they don't lie because other people don't lie to them.
Yeah. But what about lying about love, Unika? So sometimes, truth, not only about, it's also about life, our life. But sometimes when we feel something like, maybe when we love someone, she or he, when we feel, we love them, we love her, we love him.
Yes.
It's also the truth from our feelings.
Yeah, it's from our deepest
heart.
Yeah.
So it's also the truth, right?
Yeah, of course it's the truth.
The truth.
That if you lie to someone that you love them.
Wow, that's bad, right?
That's really bad.
So for example, like you, when you love the man, I really love him. So that's the truth from your heart.
Oh my heart. It has to be true, not lie. That's me, if you lie to someone that you love, right, Faisal?
But sometimes it's hard, you have to express it.
Yes, it's hard to
our heart.
I love you.
But even giving attention, maybe.
Attention, that's true. Attention could also be it.
So this also is an expression of our heart.
Yeah.
Telling the truth by our love.
Yeah. Whoa, we're good.
Really, really. So it seems that you're uniquely, really poetic, really romantic, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. So Unika, for me, so what song that we have to share to our listener here? The song from here?
From
Keisha? Yeah. What's the title?
The title is Tak Ingin Usai.
Tak Ingin Usai.
It's going to be over.
And then the song Keisha with title Tak Ingin Usai. Thank you. from a pan is taken out with cake tongues by the trader, so it is like binge. The ingredients of the cake are quite simple. This cake is sweet and delicious. It's really nice to eat with a cup of tea or coffee. It has various shapes. It is small and funny that everybody likes it. However, generally, Kurechubit is round. On the top of it, there are usually sprinkles to make it more beautiful and delicious. Kurechubit is a quite popular snack in Jakarta, and this cake is usually found in various parts of the city. However, usually Kurechubit is sold in school areas and traditional markets. It is quite cheap. It costs about 1,000 rupees per piece. It depends on the topping. Kurechubit with cheese is usually more expensive than Kurechubit with sprinkles. You can also order cooked or half-cooked Kurechubit, but have delicious taste.